Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Day 9. It is wonderful to have you here. Today was a little smoother, I think, wasn't it? Trying to get on and so on. So this is a good sign. Things are transforming. Things are changing. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, I don't know about you, but man, you know, I've been sharing a lot about when we decide something, the universe says, oh my goodness gracious, they're paying attention. I'm going to give them everything that they need to move through this. Well, man, am I getting all kinds of opportunities for stress and overwhelm. I have been like such a spaz lately. I've broken more plates and dishes from spazzing out in the last little while than I have in years. And each time I do it, I have a little temper tantrum. Oh my God, I'm so cute. And everything is an opportunity. Everything is an opportunity. Everything is an opportunity to use and move through and see the pattern. So if you are in any kind of extra stress lately, it's there to show you the pattern. It's there to supply resistance to the new neural pathway so we can go to the neural pathway gym and push against that resistance and strengthen the new neural pathway. Because all of us are considering things anew. We're considering things differently. So things are going to show up that will allow us to say, wow, look at how we used to be. Wow. I'm in a place of choice now. Isn't that something? It's really happening. And it's really good. And I get to see that, whew. Wow, last night I had a really wild one, and I realized that there's that part of me that actually hates me. Isn't that something? And understandably so. You know, I mean, there's a reason why we have these crazy emotions. There's a reason why. There's a really good reason why, in fact. And that is because remember the little boy. Remember that belief that happened in that moment. Well, I had lots of moments where I'm like, I can't get this right. I hate myself. And so I got to play with that and say, what's really going on here? What's really going on here? And I started playing with this notion also of being sensitive and an empath, right? Let me tell you, that's another label. That's another label and another belief that keeps us stuck. I'm not kidding. The time, I had a show last night with Lori Rayon on Masterworks Healing Membership Site. And Lori was talking about the empath. I've talked about this as well. And the time of the empath, it's over. And it's over for really good reason. The empath is not something that's special, that's better than. The empath is just someone who has a deeper range of emotions and can tap into other people's emotions. It's what makes healers healers, and it's not a bad thing. However, when an empath is not conscious of their empathic capacity and can't allow themselves to just be them but take on everyone else's stuff, that's when we're in stress and overwhelm, right? So the opportunity now is to become aware of every piece of us, is to bring our conscious attention to every single part of us, right? And for us to notice, oh my goodness, I'm all of a sudden feeling terrible. Instead of saying, what's wrong with me, we say, is that mine? Mary Hall does this a lot. She taught me this. Is that mine? And we can immediately, in the space that we are growing into, we can immediately go to, nope, that's not mine. And poof, it's gone. Nope, it's conscious awareness. Nope, that's not mine. And poof, it's gone. I was working with one of my clients recently, and we got this beautiful analogy of marbles, that these thoughts are marbles. Some of the thoughts are ours, and some of the thoughts are someone else's. And they're marbles, and the opportunity is for us to change the dynamic of what we're feeling and seeing and noticing it so deeply that we can delineate immediately, that's not mine, ping, and we take our little index finger here, and, or if you were one of, oops, sorry, if you use this finger, The middle finger. Some people use this finger, the ring finger, to ping away. Did you ever play marbles? Anyway, take the finger you love to play marbles with best and just ping that marble of a thought away. So just imagine right now, just tap into how you're feeling and how much of it is yours. You can even do a little percentage. How much of the upsetting, emotional, stressful, anxious feelings are mine? Just ask this higher power of you. Ask this higher power of you, how much is mine? How much is mine? And I'm getting 74% is mine. So there's 26%. Boy, my mind actually did that with clarity. I usually don't do math that well. 26% is not mine. So what do we do? Well, just look at it. Let's everyone find your percentage. Just pretend, and if you say you can't, just pretend you can. Okay? Just pretend that you know what percentage of the emotional upset that's in your field right now is yours. Just pretend with me, okay? Good. Now, just tap in and identify a number, right? How much of the emotional upset is yours, right? And so I'm getting 74% of it is mine, so that means 26% of it is not mine. So find the 26% is not mine. 80% is not mine. Okay, so Catherine says that, so that's good. Catherine's noticing that she's taking on 80% of the world's stuff. Isn't that incredible? Oh, my God. No wonder we're stressed, right? So if we are taking on that much, let's all take our percentages. So Marie says 50%. Suzette says 68%. Wow, isn't that something? No wonder you're in a stress and anxiety and overwhelm program, right? No wonder you're here. Because most of the stress in your life isn't yours. Oh, my God. There was a powerful release that just happened as our minds started to understand that. There was a powerful release that happened as our mind started to understand that this isn't mine. Okay, good. So let's take the percentage that isn't yours. And again, remember, for those who are just joining, oh, Maureen's got it. Okay, good. So we're identifying the percentage that of the upset in our field of being that isn't ours. Okay. So 26% of the upset in my field of being isn't mine. It's someone else's, but it's in my field, and I'm reacting to it. Okay, so we're going to take that, and we're just going to put it in a little ball right in front of us. Okay, so that percentage, whatever it is, of stuff that is not ours, we're going to put it in a little ball in front of us, and it's going to kind of hover in front of us. Okay, so I'm going to picture all 26%. Of what isn't mine going into this ball, and it's hovering in front of me. And this ball can contain it perfectly, and there's no leaks ever in this ball, okay? So whatever it is, so Kirsten, you're going to take that 48% and put it into your ball. And Catherine, you're going to take your 80% and put it in the ball. So Catherine's ball is going to be bigger. And we're just going to see that it's not ours. And you're going to notice in this moment, as all of that energy that was in you is no longer in you and is now in the ball, I want you to feel what it feels like in your physical body. What does it feel like in your physical body? What does it feel like to not have other people's energy in your field of being right now? What does it feel like? Notice what it feels like. Notice what it feels like to not have someone else's energy in your field of being. What's that like? It's in the ball. So you can see it in the ball, and you can see that it's outside of you, and you can now feel what it feels like. There it is. There's a beautiful healing happening right now. Beautiful healing happening. I'm going to use my little tool here to just assist in the healing. This is John of God. That's it. That's it. That's it. And we're just getting your field used to this sensation of just it being all you, of it just being all you. That's it. There we go. That's it. So your field is starting to get used to what it feels like right now to just be you. What's it like? What's it like? Right? Michelle's saying it's clear. That's right. It's just you. There's no other voices in your head. There's no other emotions that are present. It's just you. Isn't that cool? Wow. It feels like there's more breath. There's more space. Yes? Good. So let's look at what's in the ball. Now, I often think that if we're taking on someone else's energy, it's, and I'm not recommending we do from here on in because we have conscious awareness of this now, but there's usually something that there's a bit of a match, right? There's a bit of a match there. So that's in part why it's happening. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take that beautiful ball and we're going to just be the observer and allow that ball with all its emotions, allow us to notice what the dominant emotion is in there, in that ball. What's the dominant emotion that we somehow, you know, it's like attracts like, right? So the dominant emotion that's in that ball is likely the dominant emotion that we play with a lot. So what is the emotion that's in that ball that you attracted from someone else? That's it. And we're just gonna honor the emotion that's in there and say, wow, okay, that's one of mine. That's right. That's one of mine. Yeah, yeah. And I'm seeing that from the energy that I had yesterday of hating myself. And again, that wasn't real. That's just something that happened. And I don't hate myself, but there's a part of me that does. And that's what I'm going to play with right now. And it's for me, that hate comes from deep shame. And understandably so. There's nothing wrong with me feeling any of that. I hope you guys get this, right? We get to feel the emotions, and they're real, and they're important, and they're not bad. It's just something that happened a long time ago that has been held in my field of being, and now it's in the ball. And yours is in the ball. Right? So it's like attract like, and we're just honoring it. And so now we're going to look at the ball and know that it's not ours, but it attracted something. And now we're just going to bring our attention to the little one, who's not in the ball, but the little one who attracted that energy. And we're just going to look and honor and see that little one that is now in front of us. The ball's over there and the little one is here, the little version of us that had that emotion. And we are going to embody the observer right now. We're going to notice the emotion, and we're going to notice the emotion has a string to the little one that attracted other people's energy in. And this little one is going to stand right in front of us. And we're going to be there present with her, with that mine is a her, yours might be a him. And we're going to be present with that part of us, with that little one, with that younger version of us. And we're just going to say to them, I'm so sorry for what happened. And I'm here right now with you as the observer. Really embody the observer. You've done this enough times, I'm hoping you can do it quickly. So embody that beautiful guardian angel or that mothering energy or that energy of the fairy godmother, distant, detached, yet compassionate and present. Detached in a way that gives them space. That's it. And so we're going to be present here with them right now. And just honor and love them. Honor and love them. Honor and love them. And we're going to say to them, it's time for you to feel this emotion. And we're just going to have this conversation with them so that they understand what's happening here. That long time ago, the first time they felt this emotion, this upsetting emotion, they held on to it. They put a little seal around it and kind of looked like a walnut to protect us from that emotion, to protect them from that emotion so that we could survive. So they helped us. They saved us by holding on to this emotion that would not have been safe to feel. So they saved us. And we share that with them. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for holding on to this until this moment. Thank you. And we just now we just allow them to feel. We just allow them to finally feel. And we as the observer observe, and they do the feeling. We observe, they feel. We observe, they feel. We observe, they feel. That's it. And we just allow them to feel and feel and feel and feel and feel this shame. Mine was shame, whatever yours is. And you just notice how they're expressing it. You just notice every part of it. And we get to say, of course you would feel that way. How else could you have felt? There wasn't many choices there. Of course you felt that way. And I'm so sorry for what happened. And I love you so much. And I'm amazed at your courage that you step forward and you keep stepping forward and you keep stepping forward and you keep stepping forward no matter what. You are amazing. Thank you for saving us. Again, you can repeat after me. Say these same things to your little one. I'm so sorry for what happened, and you are so loved. You are so seen and so acknowledged. Oh, I love you so much. And I'm so sorry for what happened. And I am not asking you to change. Again, you can repeat after me. Observer says this to the little one. I'm not asking you to change. Just feel. You don't have to change, just feel. You don't have to change, just feel. That's it. You don't have to change, just feel. Oh, there we go. And we just allow them to feel fully and express and share that it wasn't okay what happened. It wasn't okay. It was not okay. And I'm so sorry. And it's okay for you to just feel right now. That's it. That's it. Now we're into some beautiful unwinding. And remember, you're the observer observing them. You're observing their feeling. You're observing their feeling. And if you're feeling like you're having some emotion around this, then it's okay. Just say to them, though, very clearly as the observer, say to the little one, to the younger version of you, I love you so much that I am willing to feel this with you. I love you so much that I am willing to feel this with you. So that allows the little one to have their space to feel it, because when we dive in, we're taking the energy away from them. So we want to observe and have them feel. And if we are feeling it, it's okay. We just remember that they're feeling and that we're feeling it with them. That's it. That's it. Good. We just love them and love them and love them as they feel. And they may reach out to us. And we say, it's understandable how you could have felt that way. Those feelings are real. It's understandable how you could have felt that way. Of course you would feel that way. How else could you have felt? And thank you for holding on to it so we could survive. And again, we're not asking you to change, my love. You don't have to change. You don't have to change. Just be you, and being you looks like feeling. I'm so sorry for what happened. And I understand how you could feel that shame. I get it. For whatever it is for you, say the word. And I'm so sorry for what happened. You are so loved. And there's this beautiful energy of love that is moving in now with such unbelievable compassion. Wow. The compassion is so profound. Just, oh. Feel this beautiful love moving in and this powerful compassion that has within it this frequency of allowing that just allows them to just be them with all of their feelings. And we watch as this love comes in and they get to notice the love and they get to realize that they are loved, so loved, so loved, so powerfully loved, so powerfully loved. And we just watch them receive this love finally. And we watch as they realize that just feeling the emotions, just being themselves in the emotion, created the opening for the love to move in. That's a beautiful healing singularity here now. That's it. We just love them and love them and love them and love them. I'm so sorry for what happened. Of course you would feel the way you feel. How else could you have felt? And you are so loved. I'm so sorry. There we go. There's the unwinding. There's the unwinding. I want you to notice that as that beautiful little one has unwound all of this and has come to this beautiful resolution, if we look up into the ball, we see that it's gone. The ball's gone, the energy's gone, all of it's gone, because what attracted it has changed. And we feel the freedom of not having anyone else's energy in our field but ours. And in this moment, we turn to the little one and we say, oh, thank you. Around all of this, what is it that you need now? What is it that you need now? What do you need now, little one? What do you need now, my sweet one? Okay. And then we say to them, can you please show us what that would be like if that were fully expressed? If that need were completely expressed, can you show us? So you're asking the little one to show you, not your mind, but your little one is going to show you what it is that they need. What do they need now? What do they need now? And how would that be expressed? Ask them to show you, what would that be like? What would that feel like? And what we're doing is we are shining the light of consciousness so that we can wake up that part of us even more. So identifying with what it feels like, diving into it, putting it on like a cloak, moving into your life with this energy, trying it on and pretending and playing with it, activates it even more in our field of consciousness. And we can't unknow it. We can't unknow it. That's it. So we just feel what it feels like. And we say, of course I want that for you. And thank you for showing us. And notice what it feels like, what that feels like. There's the need. There's the need expressed as if it's coursing through, as if we're wearing the cloak of it. What's it like to be that? What's it like? Just pretend. Pretend that you can feel it. Pretend that every part of you, every particle of you can feel it. That's it. Even that part. Even that little corner piece that says, I can't feel it. Just pretend that even that piece can feel it. That this beautiful energy seeps into every single corner of your being. And you can feel this energy of this need expressed right now. That's it. That's it. That's it. Beautiful. And know, as we bring ourselves back into this moment now and start to feel what it feels like to not have someone else's energy in our field. And now be in choice about that. Be in choice about that. So, you know, this notion of I'm an empath and I'm sensitive, you know, again, it's one of those things that our beautiful minds do to label something so that makes us special so that we feel safe. And everyone, by the way, is special. Everyone. And it's not a bad strategy. There's nothing wrong with it. Like I said, there's no criticism here. Nothing wrong with any of this. But notice it. Notice if you say to a lot of people, I'm an empath, I'm sensitive, and therefore that's what's wrong with my life, right? There it is. That's what you're pointing at. That's what's going to expand. And I have this theory that every single person on this planet is an empath. And by saying that I'm an empath, elevate yourself above, which is superiority, which creates separation. What if all of us are empaths? And the difference between us as a, quote, empath and them as a, quote, non-empath is that we just have labeled it and claimed it and said it's true. That's the only difference. I don't know, just something to think about. It's a game of noticing all of it. And I'm telling you, for some of you, when you said, you know, Catherine said 80% of my field is not mine. Wow. Wow. That's a big, big moment of conscious awareness. That's huge. So what do we do? What do we do to not take on someone's energy? Well, we get to just be us. We get to feel that need expressed in that moment, which creates a natural protection, a natural barrier. When we know who we are, when we claim who we are, that's who we are. And nothing else can get in. So go to the room of our qualities. Go to the rack of your qualities and put on your qualities, put on all of them. And notice what that feels like. That, nothing, no one else's energy can get in there. Feel when you're in your divine qualities, when you are who you are, nothing else can get in. Notice that. And when you notice that, you notice that there is a barrier. There is a semi-permeable membrane, if you will, that only lets love in. That's all that can get in. And all that what gets out is the prism of your brilliance. That's what gets out of that membrane. So this beautiful membrane is created from you in your power, you noticing your divine qualities, you doing a spontaneous transformation and remembering that need expressed and what that felt like. That's how to stop, if you will. There's no stopping. It's just all choice. It's all vibration. But that's what will, quote unquote, stop anyone else's energy from getting in. And the other thing that you can do is notice. Notice it. That was today's homework. Notice. Notice if all of a sudden you're like, right? Grr. You're in this moment of anger out of nowhere. It's like, is that mine? It's a good question. Joy reminded me of that last night in our Masterwork Healing membership site. Is that mine? And, you know, get it, waking up at the beginning of the day and finishing the end of the day by what percentage of the energy in my field is mine? Out of the emotions, upsetting emotions that I'm feeling, what percentage is mine? So let's check right now again. Let's see. After that beautiful process, after the beautiful permeable membrane is up right now, no, because we're in our incredible divine qualities. What? That's it. Now, what percentage of the emotions in your field belong to someone else? I'm at zero. 100%, this is 100% me. Man, 100% me feels so good. Doesn't it feel good? 100% me feels so good. And for those of you who have taken on a lot of other people's energies, you're gonna start to get to know yourself again. Maybe for the first time. There's a beautiful songbird just outside. I don't know if you can hear them, but nature always responds when we are 100%. So surely it's a 10%. But that's good, right? Surely, what were you before? Right? So this is a powerful day for you and a powerful process for you to use every day is to notice the percentage and notice it's a game of noticing, right? It's a game of noticing. Notice, notice, notice. Notice when you are all of a sudden snapping into something that doesn't feel like you. Is that mine? And if it isn't, you can do a spontaneous transformation in that moment, knowing that there's a reason why that energy caught your attention. There's something inside of you that was a like energy that's ready to be played with, ready to be honored. And in that honoring, you're growing and growing and growing and growing this protective membrane. Protective is not the correct word, but the mind likes it. So we'll use it for now. Because you no longer have to protect yourself, by the way. Because when you're in your power, you're this beautiful frequency of love. And this love doesn't even notice other stuff. So there's parts of us that are still have these kind of interesting beliefs. And so those parts will be attracting some of this energy in, and that's okay. Because guess what? Now it's a point of access instead of point of upset. Okay, so now when you're noticing this, oh my God, what? a point of access. This is a point of access. Is this my energy? No. Is there something in me that's ready to be loved and honored and cleared? Then at spontaneous transformation. Then do the process. Cool? Wow, we're right at 30 minutes. I did good today. So that was a really profound process that came through you. And I've never done anything quite like that before. It was really neat. So thank you. Thank you. You can do that again. You can listen to this one again and again. In fact, this might be one of those ones, one of the go-to ones, that when you're feeling particularly stressed and you notice, oh, my God, 80% of my energy, it's not mine, do this process again that we did today. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. I love you. I'm so happy that you're in the final 14 days with me. You guys are doing so good. Take a minute and just share some of the transformations that are happening on the page, on the Facebook page, if you would, if you'd be open to it. Note that I might be using some of these as testimonials. So no, if you don't want a testimonial, don't share. And just say in the post, if you would, this is a testimonial. Please, Jen, you can use this. And if you don't want it used, say, Jen, please don't use this. And let me know if I can use your name or your initials or whatever and include that in the post, if that's okay with you. I want to get more people into this because this work is incredibly important. And you know that when someone is doing these 21 days, especially the stress and overwhelm one, wow, things are changing. And I want more people in so you can help me get more people into this beautiful program. So if you'd be willing to do that, just post. Just do a separate post here in the Facebook group about how it's been working with you so far, where you came from, where you're at now, where you'd like to go, whatever you want to share, and also say in the post, yeah, Jen, you can use this as a testimonial. And if you don't, that's totally okay. Jen, please don't use this as a testimonial. You can still share. And it really, really helps everyone's mind to see how other people are responding to the program. It helps immensely. When we read what someone else is doing, we're like, oh my gosh, that's happening for me too. It's a beautiful moment for the mind to find a like energy and say yes to it. So if you'd be open to doing that, that would be awesome. Okay? Thanks everyone for being here. I love you and I'll see you on day 10 tomorrow. Bye.